Hey guys, well, welcome to season 4 of the award-winning Team Building Exercise. George is not here right now, he can't get to the phone. This time, the guys are going to be covering escalation, and this week it's all about the Veerman. And usually Georgie has a funny thing that he says, and I can't think of anything, so...
Hey, yeah. Get out of there! What are you doing?
Welcome to season 4 of the award-winning Team Building Exercise. This is the Veerman episode, and I'm Rob.
And I'm Big Daddy Salvia.
And I'm Cody. I'm on the highway to escalation.
And we're here to talk Veerman, as I said. And it's from the escalation book, and the Veerman have changed quite a bit. A lot of things have, they got a lot of new stuff, but they also changed a lot of their old stuff. So this is one that is a whole new shebang for everyone. There might be some this season that'll be like, maybe we might even put two in one episode just because they're going to be like, yeah, I'm just going to use the same list as I did last time. But these ones, it's going to be totally different, so you'd be excited. And Jack, you're always the one to start with your list. Please tell us, Veerman, what did they do to you?
Wait, are we doing two lists or one list?
One list.
Oh, because you said two.
You're not listening again, are you? You know when they have those tests for listening comprehension?
Mm-hmm.
You failed them, didn't you?
No, I always did very good because I was very interested in like earthworms or the stupid crap that we had to listen to. So yeah, I did okay with it. But
you know. No, I said some of the lists saying like maybe things that are like the enforcers, which didn't change at all, or Asterians. Oh, they'll be kind of boring.
The enforcers changed quite a bit.
Didn't we do this last month? I think this very same thing. it's deja vu, kind of is kissing the Mandela effect right now. Like it's uncanny though the way I believe we did the same bit last month.
Yeah, possibly.
It seems that the
Jack's new word for today is Mandela effect.
Because Jack isn't in the Mandela effect.
You've been using that quite a bit, Jack, if I may say.
We just started the show. How is that possible? Are you saying that if we film this whole season in one day, one excruciating day in January?
Don't kill the bit.
Oh.
Oh, man. Imagine if we had to do that. We would have stopped doing this a long time ago.
Mm.
Yeah, Jack, what's your list? Please get us through this.
Okay.
Someone needs a hot dog.
Send your fanfic regarding Daddy needs a hot dog.
Big Daddy V over there needs a hot dog.
That's what you call innuendo.
Hashtag Daddy needs a hot dog. Okay. Okay. Everyone, let's wrangle ourselves in. Everyone ready to do a wholesome, upstanding, well-oiled machine of a show.
Yeah, we've been recording for 4.5 minutes already.
Really?
So then I can resume without interruption.
Yes.
You're never interrupted ever, Jack. Come on.
I don't know why you go through this every time. You know, the awards committee is...
They're going to send their award.
Yeah, come on, man.
They're going to take it back.
Jack, we work hard for this, man.
Yeah, I know.
We work hard for our money, Jack.
Yeah.
So hard for it, honey.
We work hard for our money. So
I'm
please.
Just glad.
So Jack, you better treat us right.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. Are we playing is it relevant to Andrew? Because that's a hard sell.
What?
That bit you two just did.
That game was last month. I don't know why you're talking about that now. That's weird.
Okay. Whew. Okay.
Shake it off.
So my leader. I chose the Tangle for 44.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Oh, Georgie. I thought I was going to get interrupted there for a second. What's new? What's happening?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm very upset.
I've heard you've got a beef with that West Coast rapper. Hopefully it doesn't end like Biggie and Tupac. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm worried.
I don't know what that is.
They were dead before Georgie was born.
Whoa, hold on a second. When did they die?
I don't know.
Do you know this tune? They work hard for the money. They work hard for the money.
Man, Andrew's right. You are confusing.
Oh, no.
But, Jack, I say that with love.
Okay. Yeah. Pump the brakes there, Georgie.
I'm actually very upset. I haven't pooped in about 2 weeks.
He's waiting for reaction, Jack.
Yeah. And my reactions. This isn't where I thought this was going to go.
Jack.
We've said some.
Don't you want to know why?
Oh yes.
Jack, if you don't answer within answer quickly, he gets upset.
Well, we don't want to upset him right now in his current condition.
Right.
But, despite my common sense, why can't you poop for 2 weeks straight?
Honestly, I was hoping you could answer that.
Okay, well, it's...
Jack is a doctor.
I played a doctor on TV, so put on
he
the paper.
He specializes in goblins, too. Yeah, Jack, that not that kind of doctor. Georgie's a boy.
Oh, gee.
Why?
Me?
No.
This is really taking a turn for the worst. That's just...
honestly, I don't think I want to know. I'm actually going to head out now.
You offended Georgie so much he left.
This is getting out of hand. What's going on with Team Billy Exercise Season? What is this, like 8?
Yeah. It's fell off the rails in Season 6. We just kept it going for these other 2 seasons.
Yeah. Well, we got to make it to syndication. That's why.
It's true. 6 seasons in a movie.
Mm.
Mm. And, yeah. The Dead Zone Podcast is just shy of 200 subscribers. So if you like our content, you can press like and subscribe. And let's get to 300. 300 is going to be the big Q&A. There's going to be a face reveal. And then we break into that safe we found.
Now, Jack, I have a question.
A question? Okay, yes. Go ahead. Shoot.
Well, what does it have to do with me not being able to poop?
That's what's in the safe.
It's right next to the Krabby Patty formula.
I can't tell you. That would be spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yes. You know what? It's all your fault, Rob. Excelsior!
It's true. I did cast a spell on him so he can't poop. But don't tell him that.
When he does poop, it's going to be bad.
That's half the fun. Mm. Wait, Jack, you have a tangle. Please exclaim to us why you chose the tangle.
Okay, I will exclaim to you, everyone. Why the tangle? I like the tactician too. I like...
Hey, Rob.
Oh, yes, Boomer, yes.
I have some good news.
That you can poop?
Well, speaking of poop, I found a way to make Georgie not poop.
Nice.
So it's your fault?
It was really tough. And it was a joint effort between me and Chief Mamalunka.
Oh, nice. Wait a minute.
How did you both fit the finger up there?
Hold on, Jack. What are you implying?
Jack's got a sick mind, Boomer. Ignore him.
I came here for Rob, not Jack.
Ooh, are we not doing phrasing anymore?
Oh, why is Jack even on the show?
I ask myself that every day.
Set you right up.
Okay, Boomer. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, that was
fun. Now, just make sure you do not. Tell Georgie that I was the one that did this.
I would never rat on you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
I know.
Speaking of rats, what did you pick the tangle for?
40 points.
Yes.
Score.
I don't get it.
Get out.
The Jack, tangle. Please tell us.
Tangle. The tangle.
Hey, guys. You guys want to hear something funny about Georgie? Me and Boomer actually figured out an interesting way of You're making Georgie not poop?
Yeah, Boomer told us.
He told us. It's two things combined. It's the benefit of him not pooping and also you keeping your finger warm. He was very explicit.
Wait a minute. I'm late? Yeah. I came in late?
You're born late, Mamaluka.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go. Get out. Out.
He brings the showdown. I'll give you that one, Jack.
Smokes. Jesus Christ.
That Mamaluka, he sucks the air out of a room.
Mamaluka, Mama Stunka.
That's terrible. When his flat earth theories are dead nuts. Like, you got to give him that. But other than that.
So, Jack, I don't know if you know this, but the Tangle is a brand new leader for Escalation. He's gone from vehicle to leader.
Oh, that is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Trying to get us back on track here. Freaking goblins and orcs.
So, I'd like to know, what is his special splat ability?
I'm glad you asked that, Rob. His special ability is Protect the Warren. Use an army special result on a command dice to give the active model Frenzy 1 and Resilient 1 until the end of the round. In addition, if this model was pinned at the start of his activation, it may stand up as a free action.
Nice.
That's not bad.
That is really good. And, Jack, I can see why you picked him.
Yeah, I...
Enough said.
It's a long shot. I don't think, you know, but I kind of like the psychic. It's a big model, so, yeah, it is a bit of a showboat pick. There's a lot of
as a leader, you can always hide him, though. Like, put him at the very back of your board.
It's hard to hide this thing. You got to turn it sideways to your opponent. You got to go east to west, not north to south.
Or just don't build him with those big tines on the side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to do that. Cut him off. Model for advantage.
Yeah. In this case, I'm pro, since this with those tines, he's like the size of two squares.
Yeah.
I bet you it weighs about a half a ton, too, because
yeah.
The one I got, it was a metal resin combo, and it was a beefy. He's a beefy boy. He's got some buns on him.
You know what's crazy? If you look at the Tangle, your eyes are drawn to the guy standing over the Tangle, not the Tangle itself.
Yeah, the guard. The Tangle,
the Tangle itself is the rats connected by the tails, not the dude standing over them. You know, I think that reminds me of that short story. Remember the one with the one that's on Dead Zone, the podcast, the
one with the rat who goes to see the mother, and then
and then he finds the Tangle. Yeah. That character, whatever he was.
Yeah.
But then the Forge Father split his head open with the hammer.
Yeah, he dies unceremoniously.
Yeah, that's the best part of that thing.
Yeah. He's like the hero of one part of the story, and the next part of the story, he gets his head split open, like, not even mention it.
Hey, listen, but if you want to hear that, Jack, where can you go to hear that? Those very, very, I think, award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning audio dramas. If I was just have a hankering for that, like if I was going on a long drive, where would I go for that?
Where would I see a well-established character die unceremoniously, nearly off-screen?
Correct.
That would be
time. Rob, where would I go?
I think Jack's looking for the Boba Fett section of Return of the Jedi, unfortunately.
No.
I'm setting up plugs here, man, and you know you guys don't take advantage. The only professional in the room. It's sad when I'm the professional.
I already made everyone go to cafepress.com and buy one of our shirts.
No, you didn't, Jack. That was a different show.
That was the other show. That was last month.
That was last month, Jack.
Okay, I forgot. This isn't January. We don't film these all back to back in one sitting and then just disperse them throughout.
It does feel like we just did it like maybe about a half hour ago, but I'm just saying. Feels like that.
Who's like that?
It bees like that.
I like the Beatles. Beatles like that. And Jack. I was like, Beatles, a Jack. Good guy. Jack. Let's not smirk me up. Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, please. I know you're hungry. I got
not today
to do. Please. Let's get through this. We're at 15 minutes and we've only talked about half of your leader.
Okay.
Half the leader.
Put it all on me. I got big shoulders. I can take it. This is all my fault. Okay. That's going to be the narrative. Yeah. Diet Coke was an inside job, I was told. Now I know how that feels. Okay. Who told me that?
Andrew.
He did. That's true. I was worried it was a Mandela effect there for a moment.
It was another month ago, but.
Okay, my troops.
No, we didn't discuss the Tangle.
I thought, okay.
So the Tangle has two brand new things. He has Tactician 2, obviously, because he's a leader now, or she's a leader, we don't know. And also has Comms Relay. Would anybody like to do it, or should I do it?
Please, go ahead.
So basically, you get a free command dice, and that command dice is an extra activation. So not only are you rolling, it's TAC 2, so you're rolling 5 command dice. That sixth one that Manta gives you, you're like, what the hell do we have 6 command dice for? You put the extra activation up, and then that is your dice. What I like is, like, I have 2 colors, so when I have a leader with comms relay, I'll always, like, say if I roll the blue dice, the white one will be the extra activation. Yeah. So you don't roll that one.
You don't
so
get to now, roll that one or anything. Yep.
So now I'm just saying that if you have comms relay, you are not TAC 7. Okay. Just for the record. I mean, not that anybody would do that, but you have tactician 2, you can reroll those 5 dice, but that one extra activation is there for you. Now, if you're taking Veerman, that extra activation can come in handy.
Yep.
For sure.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? So, and Recon 5 plus.
Jack, what are your troops then?
that quick Recon 5 plus. yeah. And to finish it up, I also like the size of the Tangle. Everything. It's a nice pick. I know it's probably not going to be everyone's choice. I get that. And I might be the outlier. So I might be – I can see in the comments the hate below. Hashtag.
Jack sucks. Don't,
yeah, you don't make sense.
Jack lives in a different dimension.
But for my troops, I chose – I like for a new addition to the troops, the Rat Swarm for 14 points, 2 VPs. Really? I like them.
How many?
I took 4 of them.
Woo!
Yeah, he just listened to you, Coach. You say if you like something, take 4. You always said that.
Yeah, I always do.
I like that they've got Agile. Okay. They've got Tough. They obviously don't shoot, but they fight and save on 5s. They move 2-3. And they're some sleek, low-profile little guys. I like them.
Yeah.
And they're size 2, which is nice.
So I couldn't pass them up. And for my specialists, I took for 26 points and 3 VPs each, I took 4 Night Terrors with Spitters.
Wow, really?
Yeah, really.
You're going too far for the comedy now.
Well, that's not for comedy.
Jack's always liked the Spitters.
I've been a Spitter fan, and I now that I have the Rat Swarms to be, sneaking up, I can take a couple bigger models, and I like them. They got the Rampage and the stats not great, but there's so much other stuff that I was like, yeah, I'm going to go here rather than, say, the Nightmare as a troop or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And, Frenzy 1, I like them. I like them a lot. So that should be 200 points on the nose.
That's it?
That is it.
Wow. All right. That's very unexpected.
It's not a horde, but now that the troops are 10 and 8 points each for the base guys, going horde's a little hard. Ooh. That's going to be on our next t-shirt. Going horde's pretty hard.
Okay, go horde or go home?
Go to cafepress.com. We'll have to take off the shirt. The future is the Forge Fathers.
It's Forge Fathers world. We're just living in it.
Yeah, just get that off of there. And,
Jack, that list is, I like the variety. You have a lot of different choices there. You have, I believe, three different models. And yeah.
Rats. I'm very surprised. I'm very surprised. I'm taken aback.
Well, okay. The chem spitters are AP3, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in your army except for your leader has tough. That's annoying.
I made a non-squishy, non-horde Veerman list so that I knew the field was open for the rest of you. I didn't use any new shinies. I suspect that there's going to be some huge variations that make mine look silly. So, oops. Don't we take a break now or something?
We do take a break now. And we will take that break now, and we'll be right back with my list. And I'll let you know.
With this musical interlude.
No, we have commercials.
Oh.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right. Enough of the tomfoolery in the cafepress.com/deadzonethepodcast. We're back. We're talking about the Veerman. And if you listen to Jack, he only wanted to paint 8 models, and therefore that's why he picked that many. But, yeah, we're going to go to Rob now. And now, the question is that Jack didn't put no shiny, and let's see if Rob put any in it. Go ahead, Rob, what do you got?
I have a lot of shiny in my list, and it starts with, as my leader, I think the real only choice is leader here. I don't know what everybody else is thinking, but...
Yep.
I chose the Tangle.
What?
Me and Jack, I think we're getting too much on the same wavelength here. We both chose the Tangle as our leader. The good thing is Tangle used to be a vehicle, which sucked. Right. But now as a leader, you get all this stuff, and he's a leader. And that Protect the Warren splat is amazing. Yeah. And that comms relay is great. So it's he is a great leader. He is big. He is a target. You have to hide him somewhere as best you can, or just hope that people don't mess with him. But, yeah. That's the only problem is size is the only issue. He is a size 4, so he does get tons of hit points, and he has armor 1, which we didn't mention before. He saves on 5s, which isn't great, but it's better than nothing. He doesn't move. He's a 1-1 move too, which sucks, but he is expensive. He's 40 points. I think he's by far the most expensive leader, although I think there's another leader that is also 40 points. Yes.
Yes, and there's another one that's like 38.
But of the other ones, the rest are like 20 points. The rest are really cheap, so.
There is a wide gap between.
There is a lot of leaders, yeah.
And they're almost 40 or almost 40, and then 20 and above.
Like half points. So yeah, I took him. We've talked about Tangley. We all think he's okay, but.
You think he's okay.
Sidekick's good. I do like Sidekick. It's only range 4, but no line of sight needed is nice. Modeling to get those tines off the side might be the thing. I'm not a pro modeling for advantage, but to at least get them to fit in one square, I think that might be important. for my troops, I took something that was never a troop before, and I love it that it's now a troop, and that is the Nightmare.
Yes.
Nightmares used to be specialists, and they were great, and they were an auto-add as a specialist. Now as a troop, I think it's a no-brainer. I had 2 of them, and they have both have paradrills, because they get Frenzy 1 with a paradrills, and they already have Frenzy 1, so that gives them Frenzy 2.
Right.
And that's sweet. And 2 VPs, 23 points with the paradrills. Not great, but that's not bad. And they are size 2, so they have more hit points. They have 1 armor, which is nice. And I do like them. They fight on fours. I was going to give them a ranged weapon, but then they fight on fours, and I was like, and they have frenzy, so I'm like, obviously you have to give them hand-to-hand weapons. So they can have distance weapons, but I don't think it's smart to give them that. So that makes my list pretty melee heavy. So for my troops, my other troops, I chose two rat swarms. Jack mentioned rat swarms. They are teeny. You're never going to get a line of sight on these guys. They're size 2, but they're small, like short. You can hide them like anything. Agile, beast, and tough. So really nice. They only have teeth and claws, which is a problem with them. But it's move 2, 3, which is nice. Cheap, only 14 points. That's pretty good. But you're going to be – no, you're not going to be – until these guys are on you, you're not going to be able to draw any line of sight to them. They're so short.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You said they have teeth and claws. I see Rob being Dr. Evil. I want rat swarms with freaking lasers on their heads.
That's right. Unfortunately, they have beasts. You can't put anything on them.
Right. Which it kind of makes
yes, they're sense. A swarm. They're not one person. Each little one has a little laser pointer. That'd be kind of fun.
Maybe they have laser pointers, but not, you know, laser guns.
They should have spotter ability then.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
For my first specialist, I took a Malignus with a thermal blaster, range 3, AP 1, frag 3, because I need some frag. Also, he's a hacker, so it gives me hacker on my list. He's pretty much an average rat, but he does give that frag and the hacker ability. And he's 2-3 like most rats. He's only 19 points, which is not too bad for a specialist. And my only other specialist I took is new to Lee's list because he is a merc, but now he's a living legend, and that's the Piper. Dune. So to add to my already rat swarms, this guy comes with two rat swarms, and he can make more rat swarms, which is nice. So I'm a rat swarm list here. He has 34 points, pretty expensive, but they are all expensive. He has a shock baton with AP 1 knockback, not very good. Agile tough, and that swarm lord ability. And that swarm lord ability is great. Coach, do you want to read what Swarm Lord does?
Yes, when deploying a model in this ability, also deploy up to two rat swarms in the deployment zone. If there are fewer than two rat swarms in play, the Piper may use a special action to summon a new swarm. Place the rat swarm in the Piper's cube. There must be enough capacity in the cube for the new rat swarm, or it cannot be summoned. Rat swarms brought into play using the swarm ability do not count for your strike team size, gain no experience, and are not added to the Veerman's player's roster.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be a rat swarm-a-thon. You're never going to have less than two rat swarms on the board at a time, as long as the Piper lives. So that's kind of fun. And I still got points left over. And for 33 points, I took a Tunnel Runner. I was like, I got too much of the melee. I need somebody to run up and stab somebody. So he does have his scythes, which is the range F, AP 1, Frenzy 1. But it's the twin Chem Spitters, which is AP 2, Weight of Fire 2, Rapid Fire. He'll be using those, knocking people down. And generally just running around the board and stabbing and shooting people. So he gave me some speed. He's 2-4 movement, which is nice. And he is size 4, which is really nice. And armor 2. So he's going to be my tank in this army. And that puts me at 200 points on the dot. So I'm happy to have a Veerman list. It's pretty good. Only 19 VPs. Really low VPs with this list. So fun. A little bit more variety than Jack's. But I did not go for any of the real new shiny. I did take the Piper. And I did use some of the new like Rat Swarms and Nightmares. But I didn't go for the Volt Chaser list because we'll discuss it later why I didn't want to go for Volt Chaser. But please, Coach, tell me you took some Volt Chasers in your list.
Well, Rob, let's not. I want to compliment you on your list.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you've made me jealous now. You laid a lot of Piper in your time, and this is the best I've seen. You really did, and I've got. Piper Envy, actually.
I do have a tangle with my Piper, which, you know, it gets hurt sometimes, but
it's bad when your Piper is wrapped around the tangle.
Yeah, but I do have that Tunnel Runner to run my Piper. So
okay. So if your Piper gets tangled with the tangle, that might be painful.
Yeah. I like the Piper. He's a good. I'm not too much of a fan of the model, but I do like him as a character. So he's only size 1. I always think he should be bigger.
with Hacker Halftail there. I didn't even, you know what? I'm not in the new meta. You guys, Rob, you've shown you've adapted to the new book, and I'm still behind. I don't know when I became uncool, but yeah. But
I think it was a month ago on that live show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, you realized that Andrew, he's the new meta, and you were just left behind.
See, I thought it was the one I misused that SpongeBob meme with his arms behind his back and he was walking like a chicken. That's when everyone was like, no, my dude, you're old.
My dude. Well, Coach, after Jack's sad proclamation, please tell us what your list is like.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you guys are thinking making these lists, honestly. But you guys went traditional. You didn't go new. It's weird. So for me to be the one to break the mold, I'm going to start with my leader, which is the Broodmother.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Tangle.
Yeah.
But Broodmother's still funny because she is old.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you had 6,000 kids, you'd look old too. Stop picking on her. It's hard to lose that baby weight.
Age shaming her.
Yeah. She's still good, man. 38 points. One of the more expensive leaders, not the more expensive, but, now that chem staff is range 2, she also has, you know, tough, tac 2, armor 2, size 2, has the feral inspiration, giving frenzy 1 to all these guys, recon of 4+, which is still really good. I really do like the Broodmother. Now that she has tough with the armor 2 and the survivor 4, she really doesn't go anywhere. And, you know, she's one of the better leaders. If you're going, I think of the expensive leaders, in my opinion, one of the better out of the three between the Tangle and the Crone. I like the Broodmother a lot. So, you know, she's still an oldie but a goodie. You know, ever since the changes in Ootbreak, she's really good. So that's how I look at that. So going with the new hotness, I took 6 Stalkers, 8 points. You know, the only reason is because of the 4 fight. You know, they're still good for 8 points. So for 48 points, I got 6 of them. That's insane. So for a little bit, for 10 points more to my leader, I got six,
yeah,
I got 6 troops. So, you know, so that rounds out my troops. So now, you know, you guys didn't take any of the new hotness. So I did. I took 2 Malignuses with smoke grenade launchers. So going with 20 points apiece, but you know, I mean, the smoke launcher ranging smoke down there with the TAC-2 rolling 5 dice. Hopefully I get 2 shoot dice. I can get at least 4 smoke cubes on the board at all times. So if you want to bring your Forge Fathers or you want to bring Asterians or even the Enforcers, I'm going to lay smoke, you know. Rob was laying pipe, I'm laying smoke.
And I knew it. You've been a fan of the smoke right off the hop.
Oh, yes.
I've seen in your battle reports on Dreadpath Zone that
Oh, ow.
Dead giveaway.
That's a racist.
You guys gotta stop with these cursings, okay? Yeah, I'm getting really tired.
Did you hear me? I almost didn't say it. I thought it just flipped my head, and I stumbled. I was like, well, you gotta do it now, idiot. All your friends saw you go up the ledge. Now you're looking down. Looks much higher up here, doesn't it, idiot? Well, I had to jump. Yeah. Yeah. Where was I?
Where was it going?
Smoke. Oh,
yes. Jack. Yeah, Coach. You like your smoke?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
It works so well with the Veerman. If you make a horde army, but because like, they're kind of squishy, you need a lot of them to move. You put some smoke up. It's really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I like it a lot. You know, that's it's good because it changes the dynamic of the board without actually moving anything. You're changing the dynamic of the board. So then taking those two, I took 2 Trappers, some of the Volt Chasers.
Finally, something new.
Yeah, the Volt Chargers. 16 points, 2, 3, 5, 6, 5. The Chem Spitter, which I really like, is range 6, AP2. All right.
Rapid
but
fire.
Also, well, rapid fire. I don't rapid fire anything. Then the mine launcher, which is range 4 trap. Okay. Those are pretty good. All right. I like them a lot. So, yeah, I'm just, I don't know. Actually, I'm sorry. I messed up. Not the trappers. I'm sorry. It's the two of the fusers.
Okay.
My bad. So let's take two fusers, all right, instead of the trappers. I'm sorry. You know what? I screwed up again. Trappers. Screw you guys. I'm taking trappers. The chem spitter, range 6, AP2. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So,
I'm so confused.
Yeah. All right. I did that because Rob keeps adding them up and he's so deleting. I can hear the freaking keyboard going. Two trappers, chem spitter, range 6, AP2. I like that a lot. The trap I'm not too crazy about, but the chem spitter at range 6 is that's your AP right there. It's good stuff.
Well, a trap, once again, though, that really can control the board for somebody. You throw some – keep popping traps everywhere. So
right.
It stops – you're never going to walk on one, but it'll stop you from going that direction, you know?
Yeah. You know, unless you take an engineer.
Yeah.
But then again, it's only a frag too, so you never know. A guy might walk in there like solid with, let's say, a forge guard, or you get a peacekeeper with the drill, with the defender shield.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst thing you can do is maybe,
if they have solid, you're not knocking them down anyways.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the worst you can do is knock them down. So it's not too bad. You might take that chance. You know what I mean? Going through there. Not too bad. You have the charged ability, which I can't roll a save with the charged ability to save my freaking life.
Oh, but, why don't you explain what the charged ability is?
Yeah, you've picked a troop that has two of the 18 new abilities. So there's two you're going to have to – two new rules you're going to have to explain.
Okay, so which particular rule would you like me to do first?
Well, Hacker we've talked about already with the other groups, but
yeah, there's
Charged
no reason.
Is brand new.
So essentially, Charged is a new rule that the Vault Chasers have, and It comes in handy, you know what I mean? Basically, this model with this ability may choose to move one extra cube as part of the move action. You gain Frenzy 1 till the end of the activation. Now, at the end of your activation, so at the end of the activation, that's a big thing because you get in there, you do what you got to do, and now that your activation is done, you have to make a Survive 2 test. So you roll 3 dice and see if you survive. Now, you can't add any command dice to this, so it's straight up. You're rolling naked. If the test is failed, it suffers one wound. If it kills the model, the VPs will be awarded to your opposing player. So basically, if you kill yourself at the end of this, you can die. So listen, if you charge, let's say you use a charge ability, move into a cube, kill a model. There's another model in that cube, and you end up killing that model. You roll a survive test of 2 and you only have one wound left, you actually kill yourself and then give your opponent the VPs. So it's crazy. It's crazy. So there's a huge risk to reward, but it comes in handy when you want to move that extra, you know, the extra cube. So, you know, but for me, man, I've been using it a lot and I always take a wound. And it's like without fail, I always take the frickin' wound. And it's pretty terrible, but you know, it is what it is. And then for my last, you put, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to quote Steel Panther, but I'm taking 3 shockers.
Okay. Oh.
So basically the shocker, I like them because there's no shoot stat, but they fight on a 4 and they have razor claws, which is range F. AP1, Frenzy 1. So that's really good. Now, you talk about if they're in range of the Broodmother, she drops her or whatever within 2 of the Broodmother, 2 cubes of Broodmother. She doesn't have to really use the splat. One of these guys could use a splat, and everybody around her. Now you're talking Frenzy 2. Range, fight of 4, Frenzy 1, AP1. Now it's Frenzy 2. Armor 1, not bad. Not bad. I like it a lot. It's only 14 points, you know, and those guys are only one VP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's That's a bargain, man. That's, I don't know if you watched the videos, but that was Coach's, you know, special of the day was the Trappers. I like them a lot, man. And that would take me to, I'm sorry, not Trapper. What am I talking about? Shocker. Take me to 200 points on the button.
Wow. Nice.
So
no hand grenades purchased. No, nothing. 200.
Honestly, I didn't take any, I would take some smoke grenades, but I don't need to because I have the two malignuses with the smoke grenade launchers. So for 8 points, if they shoot twice, I'm getting my money's worth.
Yep.
You know, as far as, smoke grenades. And if they die, then, you know, they die, but what are you going to do?
Well, all I know is there's a lot of things we didn't take.
Yeah. Well, there's a ton of crap in this list. So.
Yeah. I think the Vermin went from a new list, or like a new faction, to the most filled out faction in two books. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's, we had some nice variety, but we'll go over what we didn't take and discuss everything else next.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to the award-winning Team Building Exercise, and we're going to move on to the hate. We're going to do it fast and efficient. Let's go, Rob. Hit me.
Well, there's so much stuff we didn't take here. There was a lot of leaders, and two of us took the same leader, so there's going to be a lot left over. The first one's Progenitor. He has that surge ability, which is, it was all right. And he's one of the cheaper leaders. He's only 20 points. What do you guys think about Progenitor?
Great. I love him. For a cheap leader, he's great.
Yeah, I don't think he's bad either. I like that surge. If you're using, especially with a melee army, to get that surge up there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's all right. Like I say, it's just, there was just so many. You couldn't take everything. Next one's Master Creeper. Also another cheap one. Scout, which is good. He's only attack one, but he's got Bomb Expert. So they can, people start throwing blast grenades at people. That's kind of fun. He's Recon 3 plus, which is, that's the sweetness of the Master Creeper.
Yeah.
And 20 points. I almost took him when I was first imagining my list. He was my first choice because of his 20 points.
Yeah. And that the little bombs throwing everywhere is kind of fun. And that Recon 3 plus, you're going to go first every single time.
Mm.
So that's kind of cool. He does have all the debt packs and all that stuff. On a leader, I don't think they're that useful because you have to get right up on people.
Right.
And you don't want to put your leader in that kind of dangerous position.
But essentially he's a creeper, so he just has the same armament.
Yeah. Next is Thorn, the new leader. He's a unique leader. And he's got, he's like every other rat. He's size 1, armor 1, 2, 3 move, heavy ray pistol, so not much in the way of weapons. He does have that overcharge ability, so if you're taking a lot of charged guys, it's really good.
He's great, man.
Cause it just, you can use the command dice to take the, at the end, they don't have to make that save, so they don't get blown themselves up. So that's kinda good. And he's got comms relay also, and he's charged himself. So he's good. 26 points, not bad for
him. He's really good. He's really, really good.
Yeah, if you're going to go full charged, he might be the guy to take.
Right.
Jack, any thoughts on Thorn?
Yeah. No. There's so many, and if you made me make a list, he wouldn't make it into the top. His bottle cap shoes are dope, but other than that, not my bag.
Well, he was trying to make Adidas high the shell tops.
And Crone Mother's the last leader we didn't take. 40 points, 4 VPs, very expensive. She's just like a souped-up version of the Broodmother, really. She gives people resilient 2 is her splat. Yeah. She's alright. She's just expensive.
I like the Broodmother better.
Yeah. I think out of the 3 expensive ones, she's the worst of the 3 expensive ones.
Yeah, I like the Broodmother because the Inspiring Presence is, allow the active model to gain resilient 2, while the Broodmother is more of an aura.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then if you take a combat army, it's not bad, but then giving something frenzy, you know, there's enough frenzy out there to give frenzy 2. That's why I like the Broodmother better, but the Crone Mother's model is fantastic.
I was going to say that. I'd use the Crone Mother's model as a Broodmother because it is way better model.
Yeah. Well, no, I kind of like the Broodmother, but the Crone Mother is really, really sexy. Yeah. But doesn't it remind you kind of a werewolf, the face a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You know.
But, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. If you're gonna take her, it's not too bad. I mean, the only thing is this, the Inspiring Presence would be good if you're taking like Jack's list, like a lot of elite stuff, you know,
try to keep him alive. Yeah.
Right. To keep him. I mean, resilience 2 is nothing to sneeze at. So, you know, on a 4 or a 5 resilience 2, you're going to be around the wilds. And also she's tech 2. So she's not terrible. She's not at all. Mm-hmm. But you know,
better choices.
Yeah, yeah, and then also 40 points is hefty.
And her staff looks like a parrot.
Okay.
Look at it. It looks like a parrot.
Yeah.
For troops, we didn't take crawlers. We never liked crawlers. We still don't like crawlers.
Yeah.
They are the weakest of the troops.
Think about it. Before we had 2 troops, and nobody took the crawlers, and now we have, what, 6 troops?
Yeah.
Right? No, even more. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry. Yeah, we have 6 now. And nightmares are in there. And even here's the funny part. I've been playing a lot of Volt Chasers. And I've been taking the Stalkers a lot, the Volt Stalkers, which are basically the Stalkers. And I never take the Volt Runners just because they're exactly like the crawlers,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
They just have the charged ability, both of them.
Yeah, and they have the way to fire ray gun with a 6-up shoot. So, you know.
Yeah, the Volt Stalker is a lot of points. Why is he 11 points just to have charged? And he's got 1 armor.
And he's got armor 1, so
moves on a 2-3. Yeah, that makes sense. 3 points for 1 armor and
charged,
yeah. That kind of works. But yeah, I'd rather have Stalkers because you pretty much get a free one after like 4, so.
Yeah. But the Volt Stalkers are actually good. That 5-up save and the armor 1 comes in handy for a small troop. You know, they're on par with, like commandos and stuff. You know, just that their shoot is horrible.
Yeah.
But
you're
fight
not shooting
4,
anybody, yeah.
No. You're taking them in there. So like when I do it, when I built the other list, with the Malignuses and the smoke grenade launchers, and it took a bunch of Volt Stalkers, and they just kind of hunker up behind the smoke. It works out great because they're really good. And with the charged ability and a fight of 4, you're in business. You know, I like the Volt Stalkers. They were on the list. I mean, I just wanted to flesh out because for 8 points, you can't go wrong.
Yep. And, for the specialists, we didn't take creepers. Creepers are kind of, I don't know, they're kind of in the middle. They got engineer and scout, which is good, but once again, you have to get close with their dead packs. 14 points. Yeah.
If, you know, the engineer is nice if there's gonna be crates that could be booby trapped or, you know, if this, but, really shoot on 6 again, like they've got a range 2 pistol. Like, I don't know. As a specialist, I know they have to be a specialist for the engineer and the scout, but
You know, when you think about it though, with these guys, similar to like the plague, it's very forgiving. They're only 14 points. He's only 1 VP. You bring the engineer in there. You're going to take him eventually. You're going to take him for, you know, the tactical asset missions when they got a hack and stuff like that. That's what they're good for. You know, you get a scout of 3 and then they can run up and start hacking. quickly, you know, in the first round, maybe even, you know, second round, that's where they're going to shine. But as far as straight up, you know, like, kill them all, or, you know, just like a patrol mission or something like that, they're utterly useless. But in the new missions, they have a place. Now, I'm not saying they're by all means anything better, but you're really not paying a troop tax because you're going to have so many troops as it is. And for 14 points, one VP, it's not terrible, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. There's enough to play around with. 200 points, if you can find 14 just to have a little, another tool in the box. Okay, I can see.
Yeah, but if you're going, like I said, like a regular, you know, a traditional mission, you know, let them stay in the back.
Yeah, because Malignus has Hacker, which is better, but they lose Scout, which is worse. So it's like,
right.
But you can put good weapons on a Malignus, so.
Yeah.
Next one we didn't take is a Night Terror with Scythes. We tend not to take the Scythe one. Jack always likes the Spitter, but the Scythes, there's so many other better melee guys in this list.
Right.
To say, take something so expensive, I think that's why he gets not taken as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I think now, especially with those cheap troops, you can get some really a lot of fighters out there for the same price. I think you could take three of the regular Stalkers for the price of this one guy. So,
yeah. You know what it is? They die so quick, even with tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
size
they're
three,
just. Yeah, I mean, they move good, and if you get them into combat, it's great, but then next thing you know, somebody's shooting them.
Yeah, they're a big target too.
Yeah, or you know, like they get pinned, and then somebody will run in and try to fight them, and they only use their survive. You know, that's a way to get at them. But they're such bullet magnets. I love them. I try to take them, and every time I take them, they end up dying. They might kill one or two things, but they don't get that. You don't get your money's worth. And I'm like, why do I even bother with these guys?
Yeah,
you know. So, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yep. Next one's the Fuser, which is very similar to what I did with my Malignus. It has a thermal blaster. But for my Malignus, it was a little bit more points, but you get Hacker. This guy is charged, so you're trying to trade off a bit.
But right.
He shoots on a six, which is terrible.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
Why is that?
Well, look at, what does the weapon say?
33.
Right. So it's a thermal blaster, range 3, AP1, frag 3.
Yeah.
Just like the fusion. What's the one on the enforcer one?
Yeah, fusion. Yeah, fusion gun. I think it is. Yeah.
Right. So, it's a range 3, frag 3. So it's automatically hits.
Yeah, that's true.
So he can have a shoot of 8. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So I was thinking of putting these in the list because, you know, range 3, AP1, frag 3. Now, a range 3 sucks. We all know that. But on a 2-3 move.
It's charged.
Yeah, you're doing all right. So,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
This is the one of the new batch that I had toyed with. This one was on the list.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you know, I go back and forth with them, but they're great, man. And, you know, I didn't use them in this list, you know, and I was going back and forth because I have a list with a bunch of these guys and without. That's why I got confused before. But they're awesome. The thermal blaster, it's great, man. It really is, you know. And frag 3, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, put a shoot dice on him, shoot it twice.
Frag's always all nice.
Right. And it's only 15 points. So how much did you pay for the Malignus?
I think it was 19.
19 the whole thing?
But he has Hacker instead of charged, yeah.
Okay. So, but that's if you're using him for the Hacker, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's
15 points. And did it, what was the VPs on that with the thermal blaster? Is the thermal blaster?
Same, it's two VPs, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's no VPs for the thermal blaster?
It's one. He's only one VP usually.
Oh, okay. So it's two VPs, yeah. So, you know,
yeah,
it's
close, yeah. It matters if you want the Hacker or not.
Right, right. I mean, that might be the way to go for Hacker. You're paying 4 points for Hacker.
Yeah. And so, you have one less armor, too.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
It might be worth it to just take the Fuser if you don't, if,
Well, then you got 4 points. What are you going to use that 4 points on?
Well, I mean, that's always the question. Four points in a Veerman list. It's not like we're talking Forge Fathers, Asterians, or Enforcers. 4 points will go a long way in a Veerman list. You know?
It's nothing that cheap anymore, other than items, but,
Yeah. But I'm just saying, the fuse is really good. You know, just for that, for the sake of the fact that, you know.
Yeah, that weapon.
Yeah. The weapon
comes goes free with them. Yeah.
And who cares about the shoot stat?
Yeah. Next is Overcharger, which is just a, Night Terror with scythes, but he's got charged and he's got one armor. I don't think Night Terrors have armor, right? No.
No, they don't.
So that's all he is. He's that, but he's also, what, 6 more points? So
yes.
And one more VP?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's pretty, he's the same VPs. Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, they're the same VPs,
but 6 more points. So you're pretty much saying he's paying 6 points for, charged and one armor. Is that worth it? 3 points each?
Yes.
Yeah, it's close, but same
reason. I've taken a list with two of them, and they do pretty good, but they are bullet magnets.
Yeah, again, what's the difference between taking this and the scythe guy? It's the same idea. They're going to get shot. Mm-hmm. He's got one armor.
The one armor and the charge helps.
Well, charge hinders you if you fail, though.
Yeah, it does. And you know that if you have armor and tough, it doesn't matter. You just take a wound.
Yeah, it doesn't affect it any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But yep, it doesn't hurt. But, that doesn't help you in any way when you charged.
But I do like the Overcharger better than the Night Terror.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's one of those things. It's very expensive. You're putting a lot of eggs in one basket.
Right. But I've gotten more bang for the buck with the Overcharger than I do with the Terrors.
Yeah. Slightly more durable.
Yeah, I mean, I have two of them, so thanks
to them. They have enough wounds that the charge ability isn't that. It's not like you're losing something right off the hop. You can play. You can see where you are.
Yeah.
Like
after a while, charge doesn't help anyways because you're already across the board. So
yeah,
you're only really doing it at the beginning.
Yeah, but also, you know, I mean, unless you want to get an extra frenzy in there, which is – you know, say if you're going against something that you need to kill, you got to use it.
Yeah.
But then that's where Thorn is almost worth his weight in gold with these guys.
Yeah, because you have some big money models that you want to keep alive. Yeah.
Correct. You know.
Next is Hacker. Jack, I'm offended you didn't take Hacker in your list.
Yeah, Jack.
You took him in your Merc list, I think, but you refused to take him in the Veerman list.
Like I said, I'm in the old. I haven't even learned what man spreading is yet. Like that's how far back I am. It's a disgrace that I didn't take a hacker. But you know what? The Piper's great too. I made the list the old school way.
Yeah.
Well, so did I. But you know why? Because I really don't care for either one of them.
You don't like Hacker? No.
You know what? Hacker's good if you're going with a TA mission, you know, if you're going for one of those, because he's an engineer and a hacker.
Yes.
And also he has this mantle.
Yeah.
I wish he'd lose Tac 1 and get Scout, though. He'd be much more useful if he had Scout.
Yeah. But I think, you know.
I like the Tac 1.
Yeah.
Well, it's only useful if your leader dies, right?
Well, you don't lose them. Yeah, you use the highest one on there.
Yeah.
But, he's 26 points and 3 VPs, so he's an expensive model. He does save on a 3, though. So yeah. he'll be around. So that makes the brunt of the 26 points, a lot better because AP is not going to do anything to him and rolling 3s is a big deal. That's, I mean, a 3 save is huge.
Yes.
Think about that for a second. A 3 save, you know.
You're going to succeed quite often.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know. And I'm wondering, Hacker Halftail, what do you guys think? Like, I know he's not a Volt Chaser, but he would be somebody I think would have the charged ability. Just because he's got, like, he's all messed up and everything, you know. I don't know. I know he shouldn't have it, but I think it wouldn't be bad if he did.
He should probably have Boom.
Yeah. Boom 11.
He's just a walking bomb. Those debt packs and stuff. He could have volatile. I could see that.
Volatile, yeah, definitely.
I think someone else has already got that covered.
Have you guys used any of like the debt packs?
No. I think I've tried to use them before. It's just so hard to get a guy up and to use them on people. And the one is this blast, who cares? I just think blast is kind of useless. Mm. And the other one's AP2. I'd rather have a long range AP2 weapon, frankly.
Blast is good when guys are like on objectives or by walls.
Or you got a lot of melee guys running in there. Mm-hmm. You knock them down, jump on them, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of those debt packs. I have tried to use them in the past and it didn't work out, so.
I mean, range FAP2 is not terrible.
No, but I'd rather have somebody with range FAP1, you know, frenzy one, right? There's a lot of guys like that, so.
Right, with a 4-up fight or a 5-up fight.
Exactly. Yeah, he's got a 6-up fight, yeah.
Well, that's his balance. You know, he's got a lot of cool stuff. He's got a lot of AP. He's got a great save, but then he doesn't do much else good.
I think he's definitely a utility guy. You're going to be using him for the hacker and engineer abilities and dismantle.
Exactly. I don't want him anywhere near range 2.
He should be getting in any combat. He's the specialist. He's got a job.
Sneaking around.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm not going to bother shooting him. He's not coming at me. And then he's going to do the missions, you know?
Right.
He's my little scramble man. He's got to be my perfect hacker boy. Mm-hmm. He can't be messing around on the other side of the neighborhood.
Who's my little scrapper guy?
There's one more thing we never took, guys. Guess what it is?
Oh no! I know it's not the tunnel runner.
Nope, it's the cock and balls.
The wiener cannon.
We never took the wiener cannon. Same as always. He's big. He can't draw line of sight very easily.
Nope.
He's he can have certain weapons that are not bad. What can he have? He can have,
garbage.
Super heavy chem spitter.
Garbage.
It's got a lot of stuff on it.
Now look at that fight stat. Look at that fight stat. Isn't that a delicious, delicious bit of trash?
Yeah, there's not many people have zero fight stat. That's unusual. Mm. But, he's not useful. He's a beautiful model that's not that useful. I'm sure he's great in Warpath, but he's just not useful here.
A really good Warpath.
Yeah, I would think so. And that's it. That's why we didn't take those guys. Anything that we want to talk about? I'm not a fan of charged. I don't like the idea of risk versus reward. I'd rather not have, and also I would never think of it. It's one of those things, it's an extra rule that I would forget to do, or I'd forget to do the save at the end and then be like 2 rounds later, oh crap, I forgot to do save on this guy, I'll do it now. I hate extra bookkeeping, so that's why I didn't choose any guy who was charged. too much brain power that I need to drink away, so.
Well, Rob, you know me, right? I don't like the random stuff. You know, most of the stuff I pick is not random, and I love the charge ability.
But you have to say that. You're contractually obligated.
No, don't pull that.
No. Not in my cage.
With me. Don't pull that. You know me. I'm honest to a fault. That's the problem. I like to take, you know, with this list, I took the Broodmother. But honestly, I would have taken Thorn if I'm going old Volt Chasers.
Yeah, I'm amazed nobody did that. I thought Jack was going to do that, actually.
Thorn with the Volt Chaser with the overcharge is amazing. It really is.
Yeah, you get, saving those rolls, so you know, especially when you roll it at the beginning, so you know you got a free one.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, and also, you know, he's TAC 1, but he's also has comms relay, so he's really TAC 2, you know, essentially.
Because, yeah, you're going to get that free activation every round.
Correct. And, you know, his stats aren't bad, but the overcharge is almost like a security blanket when you're taking these guys. And, you know, I like to save them for the big guys. You know what I mean? So, you know, if I'm taking, the troops, you know, the Volt Stalkers, it's not a big deal. You know, you don't really waste it on him. But when you're taking, you know, the overcharger, or you're taking the shocker, I like to save it for those guys because the charge ability works great with them. And, you know, you want to make sure they stick around. So, you know, you don't want to screw that up. But like, if you're using the fuser, the trapper, the shooty guys, you don't really need it for them because you're not going to
use game position maybe or.
Right. I'm just, well,
there's always that time you're like, oh, if I could just move up this one extra level, I could use charged and move up there. Sure. It's a chance, you know.
Right.
And then the aneurysm.
Yeah. And then they get their brains fried. Yeah. But, what do you guys, Jack, what do you think about the Volt Chasers? How do you feel about the new Veerman, your old school Veerman?
Yeah, I think, I think we went through and convincingly said which ones would be acceptable, but the tail of the tape is no one took them. I didn't. So I don't know. I don't know. I told you which one that I would.
And you've also gone on record that you like the naked rats more than the techno rats. So they're even more techno rats. So does the aesthetic offend you?
You know what? I hadn't thought of it, but yeah, now I'm looking at the Shocker right now and I was thinking, oh, that's all right, but it is a gaudy disaster and I don't like it.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I like the new, those Volt Chasers way more than the old rats. I look at those and I'm like, I could get behind these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack, you've always been old school rat. You like naked rats. What more can you say?
You can't say more than that. That's for sure.
Yeah, but Jack was like that when we were in the when we were talking about the last Kickstarter. He was loving the rats from the get go. So you know, I think he hasn't changed his mind. It's like he's cheating on the old rats with the new rats.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe
he's loyal to a fault.
Maybe I mean, won't look over my shoulder behind me and as a meme framed in disloyalty.
But Jack, you were the guy when we did the first Veerman team building, the very first one, and you took the Tangle, and I remember it was like, oh, and look at that model. How can you not take the Tangle? Remember that? So
nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Yeah. If there's one thing you say, Jack, is he sticks to his guns.
I like what I like. So I don't know art. Sometimes it just looks like someone threw paint on a painting on a canvas. I go, ugh. But I do like a platform suspended over a horde of rats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With more rats on top. It's rats all the way down, buddy.
Oh, well, just an orgy of rats, like a tangled rat sex.
Incestuous orgy of rats.
With one just leering, one possibly videotaping for one of those websites, just breathing heavily.
You should get the video camera that comes with the old orc command and throw it on that guy.
Yeah. On the guy on top of the Tangle?
Yeah, the guy at the back. He's just videotaping it.
Hey, girls.
I like the way Jack just broke down art. It's like, it's basically a canvas with stuff thrown on it.
But meanwhile, a bunch of rats in an orgy is his idea of art.
but essentially, every piece of art is just a piece of canvas with stuff thrown on it. So, you know.
Words to live by. It's our next t-shirt.
That's it.
Okay.
Fake press. Dot.
And that wraps up the Veerman. Next one, who picked the Veerman? I think Coach picked the Veerman. Yeah.
I did.
So, Jack, you want to go next?
Wait. Wait a minute. Wait.
Yes, Georgie?
All right. Jack, you're next, right?
I don't know.
I'm giving it to you anyways.
Yeah, well, no, it's usually me, Jack, Rob.
Okay.
So, because we go in reverse order, picking as we do of the
fruit of the sacred tree in which we all imbibe. And
so we,
it's a little silly.
We have done the Mercs and the Veerman, which if you look in the book, in the army list, the top and the bottom. So yeah. Jack, here's your choosings. The Astarians, Enforcers, Forge Fathers, GCPDS, Marauders, Maison, Labs, Nameless, the Plague, and Rebs.
This one's big ups for my boy Brian Novak. I'm going to I'm going to make him a happy boy. This is going to be his Christmas come early. And I am most certainly, I'm going to go with the plague.
Nice. You set him up and knocked him down. Poor Brian got his hopes up so much. And you crushed him, Jack. You crushed that boy.
Do you think he's hurt?
I think he's crying into his soup right now.
Well, it's good for him because Jack was complaining about the fact that Brian has lulled you away from focusing on this podcast and you're working on another one. So
yeah, screw this show. I'm only here because I'm under contract.
Big ups for you. You're with us because of the awards that keep coming in.
Well, it's the monetary awards I stay for.
It's the hooah in you.
Well, Brian, don't worry. If Jack didn't pick him, I'll pick him next time.
Nope.
Okay. There you go. So I do choose the plague.
Nice.
Plague. I was going to do it too. Yes, plague next time. Great. Do listen to Family Gamer 777 on the YouTubes. Everything about escalations on there. I'm sure you have battle reports and you have other fun stuff. You haven't posted anything in forever. Well, you did post a lot in July, right? So
what are you talking about? I posted 20 videos this month.
I know, but that's crazy. What I mean. Like, no, that was last month. This month. Nothing.
In today's,
July, I mean.
This is August. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's not over, so.
Well, it's the last Wednesday of August. You have no time.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
You better get stuff out.
That's a lifetime. Come on. A month?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's tons for escalation on there. Do go to Superhero Crew. It's the other thing that's dragged me away from this podcast is we're doing new podcasts for that too, which is fun to talk comic books with Coach and Andrew. And we might drag Jack on for a conversation because he has things to say sometimes, especially if it involves Alpha Flight.
And you know what? Alpha Flight is back. So Jack promised he would be on.
Well, he did have a list of demands and it's hard to meet, I think. So we'll have to see.
Jack, I got the green M&Ms all set. I'm ready.
Ooh, nice. And by M&Ms, he means blow.
Oh, I thought it was Molly.
I was talking chocolate, but all right.
Speaking of Tommy Cash, since you brought up Molly, that's an excellent video and you should go watch it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Also, Mobile Armor Radio is the other one that I do with Brian Novak, the poor boy that Jack crushed his hopes and dreams, and also Community Pat, known as Chopper. And we do that show about mechs, so that's fun. Also, we do a video show, live video show every month, DZTV. Me and Jack try to drag some people on to talk about, ostensibly about Dead Zone for an hour, but usually it falls into chaos after about 10 minutes. So I think that describes the show pretty good, don't you, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We keep it lively.
And 100 of Dead Zone the podcast is coming up very soon. So you don't want to miss that one. It's going to be an extravaganza.
Yes. So you will be tuning in for the penultimate episode. If you
what are you guys up to now?
When this comes out, we've just done 99. So
okay,
the penultimate
99, and then one after this is 100.
You know, it's funny because I was listening to our last award-winning TBE, the last one of season three, which was GCPDS, and it said that it was podcast number 100.
What's that?
That the GCPDS team building exercise. Georgie just tripped over something. it was number 100.
Oh, like of all the ones we've done?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
And I told you I was going to be on 100. So there you go.
Snuck on. Yeah,
snuck on. I saw it. I was like, yes, I did it.
We don't count team building exercise. Yeah. That's all.
Okay.
Enough of this. We've rattled on for a long time.
Hey, listen, I got to ask you something.
No.
When you say
click,
like
turning it off,
Hey, Jack, when you're like in your car and you got to go somewhere and use your, like, you know, the navigation, do you ever say like, oh, hand me my phone, I got to use the GCPS. Do you ever do that or no?
No, he never says it correctly in the best of times, so.
Oh, really?
my navigation is a lovely gentleman in a suit in the front that I just excuse me, Rochester.
And he also calls them GCPD. The driver. He thinks the Gotham City Police Department is the GCPS anyway. So,
right, I do when I need the navigation, it's GCPS, and then when I'm playing the game, it's a GCPDS.
You throw an S in there.
Yeah, you've killed me, Jack. GCPDS.
Yes. Well, there you go. Nothing to do with anything, but now we know.
kind of like this whole freaking thing.
Welcome to our world.
Yes.
We'll see you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm Jack.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?